This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A happy ending now to a story about potential controversy as Muslim communities grow around the nation. The story is playing out in the small community of Dudley, Massachusetts, near the city of Worcester. The Islamic Society has a purchase agreement for land in Dudley where they would like to build a cemetery, but there has been resistance. Frustrating to a growing community trying to be good neighbors. Dr. Amjad Banasi is a psychiatrist and chairman of the board of the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you.
And doctor, what is standing in the way of you being able to have your own traditions in the town of Dudley?
We applied for a permit to get the cemetery there, and we were faced with some rejection. And then the Zoning Board of Appeals decided not to grant us that permit, based on the fact that the town has the right to exercise what they call here in Massachusetts 61A, that because it is a farmland, the town has right of refusal. They said, the ZBA, that basically since there is a cloud over our application that the town might buy it, therefore they rejected our request for a permit. Nevertheless, last night, the selectmen in the town of Dudley elected not to pursue 61A. Therefore, that should clear the way for our permit, hopefully, to be reprocessed and approved again.
What was the cloud, or at least the former cloud, that was hanging over your application in Dudley that might have motivated them to issue a negative response?
They said that since the owner doesn't pay taxes, since it's farmland, therefore the town has the right of first refusal. That means they can have the right to buy the land before we do for the same price. And therefore said, because that is a potential, we're not going to look for at your application.
Now, of course, there are plenty of people listening who are going to hear these questions of zoning and agricultural land, and particularly Muslims, who will say, no, this is discrimination. This is bigotry, if I ever heard it. They're using this as an excuse. Did you have a sense that that's what was going on here for the period of time when things were being held up?
Well, I think it's probably the comments we heard from the people during the reviews appear to have some Islamophobia, I would call it. And that's basically, it's the ignorance about the religion and what's going on. Now, some of their concerns were very legitimate concerns. I mean, I would be also concerned about the value of the property, about the traffic. So we addressed all of these issues with them. So whatever was legitimate, we really tried to review it with them, work out with them, and make sure that we listened to them and we would like to be good neighbors for them.
What do you think was persuasive for the selectmen? And it does sound like you've done a pretty good job convincing people that you're good neighbors.
I think once they rejected our application, we took the case to court. And then ACLU started getting interested, and their attorney sent a letter to their attorney. And then the Justice Department decided to launch an investigation. And I think some good people from their side with some good people from our side are trying to negotiate and reach a happy conclusion to this.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to tell me some story in the Holy Quran about Dudley and the Prophet, but no.
We love the people of Dudley. We love our neighbors. We have great relationship with the interfaith community. We experience wonderful relationship with everyone here. We're looking forward to having great relationship with our new neighbors, hopefully, in the town of Dudley.
Well, a great ending to a story there in Dudley, Massachusetts, and your leadership is to be commended. Dr. Amjad Banasi is a psychiatrist and chairman of the board of the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester. Thanks so much, doctor.
Thank you, sir, and have a great day for yourself.